Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It is amazing how, you know, people who just basically fearmongers, I guess, has created this whole atmosphere of people scared to talk about God, forgetting about, you know, to even mention the Constitution. We've had, you know, some parts of our program talking college universities were calling kids to shred the Constitution that it was outdated. And listen, the Constitution is sort of like a fish aquarium for fish.
Mm-hmm.
Without the glass aquarium, think about it. Without that particular aquarium, the fish tank's not there.
Yeah.
That glass holds that water in. When you talk about the Constitution, when somebody says we don't need the Constitution, you're talking about an aquarium with no aquarium.
Mm.
There is no America without the United States Constitution. That is the very thing. If you read it, that is the very thing when you read about in the Constitution that even justifies Washington even being there. I mean, it's totally amazing. But this particular CEO, former CEO in a Fortune 500 company, answered the question, can you bring God into the workplace? Matter of fact, take a look.
Of us seek God on Sunday. We often leave him at the door before we head into the office on Monday. But could bringing God to your job benefit your work experience?
Former Fortune 100 president and author of God Revealed, Fred Sievert, says he found God at work. And he joins us with more on his experience and how you can fit God into your busy work schedule. Great to have you here.
Great. Well,
thank you.
By the way.
Pleasure to be here.
God Revealed.
Let's talk about this. So you were the president of a major company. And how long were you president of this company?
Five and a half years.
And you decided one day it was time to retire early.
Yeah, I thought a lot about my retirement and what passions I would follow, and I really felt that my spiritual education and development was deficient. So I went off to Yale Divinity School for 4 years, a two-year program that took me 4 years to complete.
Do you think there is a gap, as we just mentioned in the intro, between, you know, folks who go to, you know, church on a Sunday and then they leave it behind when they hit their work weekend?
Yeah, I made the same mistake myself. I really felt that prayer was a Sunday-only activity, and worship was a Sunday-only activity, and until I decided to bring it to the workplace.
You really pray, even at work.
I do, and in fact, it's not an exaggeration to say I prayed 10 to 15 times a day during most of my working lifetime.
I mean, physically, did you stop what you're doing?
Yeah, well, you know, it was, Mike, right. it was typically very short. I never prayed to make sales objectives or profit goals. I mean, it was always about the way I behaved, you know, that I acted with honesty and integrity, displayed my values, was a role model to my fellow workers. It was that kind of thing. And asking God in very brief prayers to help me in making tough decisions.
But you say, you reflect on your past. Other people say, well, if you keep looking back, you won't see what's coming up in front of you.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, let me tell you about that. This is a very important concept, and it really inspired the subtitle of the book, which is Revisit Your Past to Enrich Your Future. What I did is I thought about the stories that would go in this book, and there are 31 encounters with God in the book. But what I did is I thought back on periods during my life when I was struggling, you know, financial difficulty, relationship problems, concerned about my job and the security of my job. And that triggered a lot of thoughts in my mind about situations in which I was struggling, but somehow I came through it. And I asked myself the question, did God lift me up? Did God carry me through that experience? And many of the stories in the book resulted as after I went through that process of revisiting my past.
A lot of people look back and they think, oh, failures, that's the last thing I want to focus on and concentrate on. But really, we can also find enormous success out of our failures. You talk about taking success and failures both as a blessing.
I believe that. I do.
Yeah. Surely.
Absolutely, Clayton. In fact, you know, we all have successes and failures. And as I thought back on my past, you know, successes can be personal accomplishments. They can be team accomplishments. More so in my case, I think it were team accomplishments. But also, I think we should think of them as blessings from God. But more importantly, and this was a real revelation when I wrote this book and thought about what to put in the book, is as I reflected on my past, I realized that I learned more and developed more as an executive from my failures.
Well, sure.
So I say, thank God for those failures. I didn't thank him at the time.
Right.
But in hindsight, those were much more developmental.
Right. And again, so highly educational, those moments.
Yeah. And just a reminder, you did leave a very lucrative job. I mean, you were the president of New York Life Insurance Company.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did.
Thank you so much for joining us.
The book is called God Revealed. Go out there and pick it up on Amazon right now. Fred, great to see you this morning.
Great. Thank you.
That's so important. It's totally awesome. Make sure you get his book, support him, what's going on. But the thing is, yes, you can bring God in the workplace. That's why we're always having Jay Sekulow as part of our program to always encourage you. But let's take a look at the Constitution, the First Amendment of the Constitution. It says it very specifically right there. You're seeing it right now on your screen. It says Congress, which is Washington, D.C., shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of press, or the right of people to peacefully to assemble and to petition their government for readiness of grievance. So you think about that, that nobody can tell you that you cannot worship God. I don't care where you are. You can bring God in the workplace. You can bring God in your car, in your home. Mm-hmm. I just want to encourage you. You know, that's why we always have Jay Sekulow as part of our program, because we want you to know, you know, when in doubt, check it out, because you always want to go back to the Constitution and find out what it meant. I have constitutional rights, and that's the whole purpose, by the way, of the judiciary branch, to make sure nobody violates your constitutional rights.
Absolutely.
So if somebody does, it may take a little while for it to come around, and that's why they have cases going before the Supreme Court. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.